Outgoing Speaker of the House Tom Lubnow says he is wrapping up his legislative career. The Gillette Republican is a fierce advocate for coal and the extractive industries. Speaker Lubnow also has had some strong views recently about the University of Wyoming and got national attention over his reaction to the infamous carbon sink sculpture that was placed near Old Main at UW. We pick up our conversation with Lubnow discussing his mindset at the time.
Well, if your 75% of your dollars come from the extractive industries, maybe it's not a good idea to put up an anti-extractive industry sculpture. And it wasn't about the sculpture or the dialogue that the sculpture caused. I think that that's important. But I guess if sometimes that dialogue isn't what people want to hear, that creates a fervor nationwide.
Been an awful lot of money put towards the University of Wyoming. This session is certainly no exception, where the focus has been on energy, a lot more energy research. There are some that have wondered if the focus has been too much on that, and should we also have a focus and funding for diversifying our economy more?
Energy is our bread and butter. And so what we have to do is focus on excellence in that area and then take those subsidiary spinoffs from the energy industry and expand into those. But you have to start somewhere and pick one area of excellence. Well, where our money comes from seems to be the area to concentrate on. This session, we had some things that just kind of slipped through quietly, where we're trying to now look at those value-added processes and think long-term about how to attract value-added processes so that we can fundamentally change our economy.
Speaker of the House Tom Lubnow is visiting with us. I want to ask you one more university-related question. One of the things that has come up is recently some on campus are concerned the legislature, frankly, I think the term I hear is micromanaging. What's your response to that?
I don't think it's micromanaging, but if you're writing a $420 million check, there is some responsibility to make sure that the $420 million is being spent wisely. If the university didn't want the $420 million check, then probably there wouldn't be any legislative involvement.
I think they want the check, but at the same time, aren't they the experts in education?
That's true. They are the experts in education, and they should be responsible for educating their students. But shouldn't they want to say to the legislature, these are the results that we're trying to achieve, and this is where we're going to go, and this is how we're being good stewards of your money? And that's all the legislature wants. Politically, the University of Wyoming has dug itself into a hole. And you see it with the community colleges, because the state representatives represent all different areas of the state. And so each of the community colleges, the seven community college districts, have created constituencies within the legislature. And so 10 years ago, the community colleges were self-sufficient. Now about $300 million of the state's budget is going to community colleges because they've worked to have legislators understand where the money goes, the value from the community colleges, and frankly, politically, the community colleges have outpaced the University of Wyoming in funding. And so the University of Wyoming hasn't done that. They've worked in many ways to shun the legislature. And so their constituency amounts to four representatives and two senators who represent Albany County now. And so without developing the relationships with the legislators, it's going to be more and more difficult for the university to get funding just because of the nature of votes on the floor.
I'm aware that presidents were very active over here and were talking, so things did change at some point.
You can have a university president over here chatting and visiting and coming out and visiting with the legislators one time a year. But in terms of developing advocates for the university on the legislative floor, they've been outpaced by the community colleges, and to the tune of about $300 million. Now, that isn't to say, I mean, we spent $1 billion at the University of Wyoming over the last 10 years. It's not that we haven't been generous, but unless the university thinks about its future and works to develop those relationships, and you've got some good people doing that, but it can't be just top management. It has to be folks who work at the University of Wyoming. And we tried an effort with a budget amendment to try and get folks, the deans, introduced to the standing committees, because what happens is once you have that relationship, those standing committees become advocates for the university. There was some misguided language in that budget amendment that got misconstrued, but the whole purpose of that budget amendment was to allow the university an opportunity to develop a relationship with the legislators so that they had more advocates on the floor.
Speaking of education, before I let you go, obviously what's dominated your life probably in the last year or so has been Superintendent Cindy Hill. You had the legislation to strip powers away. We all know the Supreme Court said that that was unconstitutional. Regrets about that at all?
No. You, as a legislator, you make the best choice, the best decision on the facts that you had at the time. We had a Department of Education that was in crisis. We had employees complaining about atmospheres of secrecy and intimidation and bizarre behaviors like videotaping people at meetings and then disciplining those people at the meetings for improper body language. We had allegations that funds were being misused. The one thing about Senate File 104 that nobody discusses is that what we did worked. For the first time in as long as I can remember, we'd taken politics out of education.
One last thing. Are we going to see a special session and go back and try and fix this?
I don't know the answer to that. I think it's too early to tell.
Tom Lubnow, thanks so much.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. It's been a pleasure.